This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes, it is. At 7 after the hour on the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn. The debate continues, and the reason that we play a little of this, I don't know how long we'll have the debate, or we're just giving...
Give in
to it. But the masks have just been put away. The turkeys are being bought. By the way, if you don't have a turkey from normal sources, you'd probably be in a jam. What is it, a week from Thursday, right? So preparations going on right now. But the change was most dramatic over the weekend. Listening around, I took a trip up to Vermont to pick up some cows, and as I'm listening around to commercial radio and to Sirius, there are at least four or five channels now that are operational on Sirius, and each market pretty much has the usual happen in L.A., Jen. They've gone to
Saturday. Yeah, it was
this
Saturday.
Last Saturday. Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on Coast, yep. So it's there. So the debate continues. When is the proper time to start deck the halls with boughs of holly?
I decorated
when is
my Christmas tree this weekend.
You did.
Yay!
You're the problem.
Yeah. I did. I will send you a picture. It finally got cleaned up last night because you know what? Christmas takes a long time around here. I realize I have a lot of Christmas stuff. I clean, I put away all my regular dishes and pack them into storage, and then I bring out all my Christmas dishes.
Really?
I have to wash all those. And like the plates you can wash by hand, but most of the glasses you have to actually wash, or excuse me, the plates you can wash in the dishwasher, but most of the plates I have to, or glasses I have to do
so,
by hand. Oh,
here's the realization. Yeah. So instead of Mariah Carey being the queen of Christmas, we have our own Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen, who is the queen of Christmas.
But yes, Christmas tree pictures for
Yes, please.
Yeah. All right.
It's just the next couple weekends. I've got, you know, a birthday party for my dad coming up. I've got Thanksgiving coming up. I thought, this is going to be the weekend if I'm going to do it. So let's get
you
on.
Better do it.
That's what I did.
So your father's birthday is this weekend, right? I can't be there. It's not next weekend. Why don't you change it so I can come?
Well, how about if we just get together for dinner when you're here?
Okay. Good idea.
Is that
we can do. That'd be good. Birthdays for everybody. Okay. So let's get to some reality stuff. Did the question comes on whether or not Tim Scott dropped out of the primary race because of his girlfriend? Were people angry with him because he had a white blonde girlfriend? And he's black? Is that... No, you say no. I don't know that I agree with no. I think there are some small thinkers in his world who...
I made the prediction. Was it on this program? Somebody asked me who's the next out, and I said Tim Scott immediately. His campaign...
Well, he didn't have a message anymore. Yeah, no, it didn't.
Oh, no, he had a great message. He's just too nice of a person. That's the problem.
Well, what does that say? Right.
It's just, he's such a nice and, like, quiet person that... Yeah. It's sad, well, because I think actually he's probably the most serious one of all those people on the stage.
Yeah, had the most to say. And by the way, this shows you again the skullduggery of social media, the people who were spreading rumors that he was gay and the things that were unspeakable. It just because he was a man who wanted to do something to help the country or to help maybe help himself along the way. But, you know, this stuff is getting sickening, all this crap from these jerks that have.
I think that gets it really embarrassing. The reason Pence went and then Scott is, first of all, Scott's a contender to become Trump's VP.
Of anybody
on that stage, he's probably the highest percentage of possibility. So if you get out now, and we'll see if he does, when he does officially, if he endorses someone, that'll tell you what he wants to do. But also, there's another debate coming up the first week of December, and he probably wasn't qualifying for that debate because each one gets higher marks. And that's incredibly embarrassing. That's why Pence dropped out, because he hadn't qualified for this last debate that was last week. So,
and who decides on the qualifications? Not the people,
CRNC,
but the party.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
The party decides. So they're trying to push they're closing the neck of the bottle or the funnel or whatever it is. The people that they're pushing are the ones they want to push.
The RNC,
not the people.
It used to be run in a way that was actually much more control to the people, and the Democrat Party had centralized control of
Same
the party.
Thing.
The RNC is trying quickly to catch up with the DNC.
Yeah, right. To be a disgrace. Okay, so having focused on that a little bit, it is, 2-3 days away from another potential government shutdown? What's your pal Mike Johnson doing? He's finding it, is what I've read anyway over the weekend, that he's having to deal with some of these hardliners.
That McCarthy did.
Of which, yeah, exactly. So it's not, he's no better than they are because it's a nightmare. These people are a nightmare. And even though Lauren Boebert apparently is going to get beaten by some challenger, but that ilk, she's not being chased around because of her political philosophy or statements. She's getting chased around because of what she did to her boyfriend in the theater. That's clearly, that's the end of her. She's done. There are. You know,
I don't
it's
know
like,
if she is. We'll see.
I
don't think that's enough to do it.
Mm-hmm. No.
I read some of the things that are going on. I don't know why I had so much time to read.
Well, you forget this area. I know her area very well because that's where my grandparents lived. That was her congressional representative. And it's the most interesting piece of Colorado because it is very, very, very Republican. Now, she gets primaried by someone, maybe, but it's the one red holdout in very purple Colorado. So... Mm-hmm. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. Plus, you know, I don't know. She gets a lot of feelings around there. People really love her, and they really don't like her. So we'll see which faction wins out.
People are more concerned with what she does in her social life than what she does on the floor of Congress. Speaking of that, there's a guy who has been a rep for quite a long time named Brian Higgins from New York State. He's decided he's had enough. He says he's frustrated with the dysfunction. I get it. Guy's 64 years old. He says, time for a change. This is the time. I've had enough. And so I'll be done. He's actually going to get out next year earlier. These people who sort of self-serving, I've had enough of this. He's probably got a job waiting for him from, you know, somebody in the district that wants to take advantage of his connections, because he's got a lot of connections after having been there for 10 terms. That's 20 years. You make a lot of connections. So anyway, there's a guy from Ohio that announced he was getting out too, Brad Wenstrup. I don't know where he's from. You know anything about him, Jay?
Wenstrup?
From part of Ohio. Yeah. Wenstrup.
He's Republican.
Yeah, I got that.
I know that. And then I think he's in the Cincinnati area. I'm not positive. But I think he's down in southern Ohio.
Yeah, right. Okay, so he's out. Let's see. Who else? I'm looking at some other people who have just decided they've had enough of this. There's a Kennedy that's running against him. All right, anyway. So speaking of Kennedy, numbers in over the weekend. Jennifer keeps poo-pooing this because she doesn't want to admit to the fact that this guy's having a major impact on the electorate.
I'm not trying to poo-poo. I don't actually dislike Kennedy. I don't think that people should be confused that he's like this conservative or even moderate thinker. I mean, he's a lefty Democrat, but he believes in freedom of speech and he doesn't believe in forced vaccinations. So
I don't know if he's a lefty. lefty. He's a lefty, whatever.
He's very lefty when it comes to climate change. Climate change, yeah, global warming.
How does he get the handle of being an anti? I was watching News Nation on Friday night, and there's this little pipsqueak from the Democratic National Committee who's on. He always, Dan Abrams always has a series of three on Friday night to discuss the issues and kind of a round table. And this little, just, she's, an, I don't know, this may sound sexist, sort of an annoying little trollop. And she's there talking about how Kennedy is an anti-Semite. Where does that come from? Where is there even a suggestion?
He's had that reputation for whatever reason. He,
based on
something
what?
That he said. Remember,
what?
And this kind of came out with, I can't nail it because I don't call him an anti-Semite. So, but there was something that he said that people construed
it was
in that
something
way.
Compared people about the Holocaust and with the yes. way the COVID vaccines were being dealt, and
that's
with
exactly what it was.
He made some kind of comparison that upset a lot of people, and even his wife came out and was like, "I do not stand by these statements." And
but what was it though? What is so? What was the? What's,
well,
what's the real?
I mean, we don't all have it on standby. We're gonna have to find it. But it was,
no,
something, I
understand,
I mean, it was
that.
Something along but, those lines that people construed yeah. to be.
It was basically
but
then
isn't this something social media can? Social media can, and I use that in a general sense, can take things and twist them and turn them, and even the slightest suggestion is improper. And the woke groups that don't, you know, you can't say anything about anything. I'm not going for that. I can't imagine that he would be an anti-Semite at all, frankly. And most of the people that get accused of that, along with other things, who is perfect among us? Jennifer, you say stupid stuff from time to time.
I
do. I know. And Jay doesn't say too much that's stupid, but you know, there are these.
Oh, I remember
moments.
What it was. I remember what right. it was. Okay, because I just right. went through and did a quick Google search. So what it was is that he said that certain groups survived COVID. Remember that? He said that certain communities survived COVID, including and that some ethnicities had been spared, basically insinuating that the Jews had been spared by
what the hell is that got to do with
COVID,
being anti-Semitic?
That he was, well, because it insinuates that they somehow made a deal with China. And then he also said, and this
what?
Is another quote, he said,
who comes up
just,
with that?
Don't argue with me. I'm just telling you what
God.
It was, because I now remember. My father was in Israel prior to the creation of the Israeli state and spent his lifetime fighting for Israel, fighting for its right to exist, for a strong alliance with the United States. My own campaign, one of the primary things is to bring the Democrat Party back to its traditional support for Israel. So there you go.
That's ridiculous. Okay, not what he said, but people's interpretations. 18 after the hour.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, well, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle! No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify.
Call U.S. Med now to learn more. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Should I put down my farm newspaper that's all about crop comments and do social media stuff now, ladies? What do you think? Yeah?
I'm kind of interested in these crop comments, though.
Are you really? Huh. All right, well, that
you're
isn't
asking for
over.
It,
this is a discussion of fertilizer costs, as a matter of fact. And how much more it costs us for fertilizer. I was thinking getting some of the fields limed last year for the appropriate number of acres that I wanted to have lime put on, because that neutralizes the soil, makes it less acidic. And it was like $4,000 was the cost. And now the same thing is $5,000. So welcome to the world of reality.
Wow.
Down
crop, crap
and
costs.
Okay, let's get to some social media, shall we? Oh, remember, our social media handle is at Good Day Networks. Wherever you go, to X or to Y or Z or whoever it is that you're following, I noticed that TikTok and Instagram users say they would be willing to pay for everybody to get them off social media. Ditching, people say they'll ditch social media in exchange for being paid a small fee. This is according to a study that was done. Is this done by the TikTok, the Chinese people? Or
the National
this?
Bureau of Economics Research.
Oh, so does it have some credibility?
So
these
it's a real study. Mm-hmm.
Really?
But yeah,
so that means...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead. I want you to explain. Thank you.
No, what's fascinating is there are some users who would willingly give up social media in exchange for being paid a small fee. Some people would willingly pay for their peers to get off of social media. And I think a lot of us, we know people like this where they can't even have a conversation when keeping their eyes focused on you and listening to you intently, because they can't go longer than 5 minutes without starting to scroll through their phone, like just completely incapable of it. Have we ever been to dinner with those people who cannot keep their phone out of their face while you're at a restaurant?
Yeah, I refuse to bring it. People say, well, I just texted you. So, what do you want from me? My iPhones are out in the truck. I'm having dinner.
Please pick up your phone and read. We need a break.
That's lost.
I always tell people, I'm like, do not make me your emergency contact, because in a case of an emergency, you probably won't get a hold of me. Just full disclosure.
Thank you.
So you know.
So how much money are we talking about here? We're talking about $100, $50, $200. How much will the average person take to stay off? Is this permanently, or is this just for X amount of time? Pardon the use of X here.
Some people would get off of it for 4 weeks, about a month, for like under $60. So maybe they'll
pay $60
every month.
Where's the money going to come from?
The theoretical conversation, Mike.
Ah, mm-hmm. Right, okay.
Monopoly. Pass go without pulling up your phone. Collect $200.
Yep.
$200, maybe. That's a little better than $60, please.
Jay,
you can go with that.
Hey, Jen. Jen, have you noticed how much better Jay has? I think she always had a wry sense of humor, but she has hesitated to put it into gear. And I'm finding I love her. She's got a great dry wit. And
yeah, you sort of like being insulted, which is funny.
Oh, well, thank you. I feel our relationship has gone to the next level, Doug.
Yes, it has. Right. Exactly. All right. Don't spend too much time with Jennifer, though, because that's contagious. All right, next, we have a question at all of our social media having to do with the election results from last week. This has been brewing all week and weekend. Here's Dennis, who says, looks like the Republicans are on the wrong side once again. Keep hanging on to that Trump train. Cliff is right. I love that.
What did he say?
There it is. But he said, there's a cliff just ahead. Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio. Right, over the cliff you go with Trump. See you later.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is reporting all five American service members aboard a helicopter were killed when it crashed into the eastern Mediterranean Sea Friday night. According to a U.S. European Command statement, a mishap occurred during a routine air refueling mission. The statement emphasized that the crash was related to a training exercise and that there was no indications of hostile activity. European command officials and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's statements initially conflicted on the timing of the incident, whether it was late Friday or early Saturday. The Pentagon cleared that up yesterday, saying it was late Friday. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is halting his presidential campaign. Scott made the announcement yesterday. He said he loves America more than he did when he started running, but when he returns to Iowa, it will not be as a presidential candidate. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
It's your time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. It's called gin rolling, isn't it? Or not? Crank this up. This is a great song. Gin rolling, not Rick rolling. It's gin rolling. Is there anybody in the universe who doesn't know this song? This is one of them. This was on Name That Tune last week. And the lady said that she could name that tune in one note.
Wow.
And she did. Yeah, it was very impressive. Yeah. That's one of those very, so rare. It's like Christmas, you know, what do we get with Mariah Carey? It's that this is one of those songs. Anyway, just kind of fun and a good way for us to start this half hour of the Good Day program with Jennifer Horne, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen, here to examine what's going on, including the young 12-year-old lady who has just won $25,000. Speaking of contests, she got the top junior science award for creating or developing a fire detection system. She's 12 years old.
This is
She's
amazing.
From Miller Middle School in San Jose.
That's awesome.
There was the science fair. She invented a new fire detection system that's faster, cheaper, and more reliable than having smoke detectors. So this is a challenge. This is one of the STEM contests going around middle schoolers in the country. For those of us who think those of you or those of us who think that the educational system in our country has gone to hell, well, in some places it has, but here's an example of where it hasn't. There are a couple of, they're all young ladies. Second, third place innovations. Here's a young lady named Sanya Gill who won for a smartphone app that can detect certain cancers. Did we talk about her? Who did we talk about last week that won one of these, Jay? Do you remember? It was another one of these, like a 14-year-old.
Yeah, and there was a story about somebody with early detected skin cancer.
Yeah, that was it.
Soap.
It
was this like a kid. Chemotherapy soap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it. Yes, that was fabulous. Another one of these. So look at what these privately funded, that's what happens. These schools get together with some private resources and they offer these $25,000, $40,000 prizes for things. And they're either junior high school, eighth graders, ninth graders, that sort of a thing. This is another system that detects and sends text messages. Is this the same one? The heat sources? No, this is for humans. Anyway, there are all kinds of these things that are going on, and God bless them for having these contests and for the kids getting into them and understanding them. Notice most of the winners are young women. Very rarely do you see one of these contests where young men are the winners.
Why do you suppose that means that we focus still a lot more on trying to develop girls than boys. And
maybe
as much as that's benefited, probably me, Jay.
Well,
it's still. Yeah. I mean, look at what it's done to poor James.
It's like overcorrected.
Oh man,
we're so neglected.
You're okay, James. You have three people who love you, and we'll take care of you no matter what. You'll be okay. Even if you sound like a Texan, it's all right. We're going to work that
James
out.
Is still so I have the power.
I like
you
that.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Okay. So there are some things. There's the data is in. We were just talking about. On the social media segment in this hour, whether you would be bought out, you could be bought out of your TikTok account or your Instagram account or your Facebook account. So I just did a little quick examination of the impact still of TikTok. Even though there are states that have banned it here, it still is the number one way, depending on your age, of people communicating their whatever it is they want to communicate. The global posting and views on TikTok, especially when it comes to the Middle East, like standing with Palestine or standing with Israel. This is back to the how we're doing with we're winning over minds and hearts and stuff with the information. And we had this conversation earlier, Jennifer, Jay and I did, about the genocide, what's happening, and whether or not people get the right information. The number of people standing with Palestine on social media has risen 87%. If you are a viewer of
TikTok.
Young
people stand. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
And they don't know what the other side is, obviously. No. And so China, once again, I wonder if this is one of the things that Biden talks to this guy about this week. They're together on Wednesday, I think.
It should be, but it won't be. Information, you know, it's going to be the same old, how you doing? Blah, blah. I mean, they just unfroze relations with China. You've got Newsom, who saw him 2 weeks ago, saying we need to defrost things. And then this last week, it was really quiet in the media. The Biden administration reinstalled, like, the backdoor military phone with China, which, I mean, I guess you can say that's good if China's honest, but do we trust them to be honest?
Not with this guy, but who knows who's behind him. All right, I want to bring something else up. I'm not a fan, and I'm not somebody who dismisses Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly is Bill O'Reilly. He created an ambiance around himself. He's been working on it for years. He started here in Boston as a newsman on Channel 7. And then he did Inside Edition, I think. Was it Inside Edition? He did one of those shows that was syndicated. And then somehow or other, he found his way to Fox and created quite a stir because that's the kind of a guy he is. He's one of the most narcissistic people I've ever met in my life. He's just an interesting character. I mean, you can be an interesting character and still be a narcissist. With him, it's all about him. And one of the things that I liked about, I used to love listening to his radio program, frankly, because it was funny. Actually, it was very amusing. You know, he'd go on, this is the no spin zone. There wasn't one word that ever came out of his mouth was anything except spin. And he's continued in that vein. It's kind of like whether it was the Fox slogan, fair and balanced. Everybody knew that that was a crock. So anyway, he managed to build this ambiance around him. And every once in a while, he's on with Cuomo now on News Nation at least once a week. The two of them are interesting pair. Together, actually. So this is something that he has written that I'm with 100%. Talking about the cancel culture being vicious, immoral, embracing the media companies, and they're embracing that one way of thinking. So he brings up a bunch of examples in this column that I almost want to read verbatim because it's that important. He makes reference to Rachel Maddow and the new book that she has and how the networks have been all over her interviewing her. CBS has had her on twice. She's been on with Colbert. This is all this stuff. So she's using, according to him, the liberal media to sell her product. Good for her. And then he counters with Mark Levin has a new book called The Democrat Party Hates America. It's a massive bestseller, so says O'Reilly, because he's selling it on his own TV show and his radio show, but there's no corporate media that's behind him. Nothing, nada, he says. And then he talks about Alan Dershowitz, who doesn't have a program. He has a book called, it's actually about Donald Trump being targeted by the Justice Department and, you know, how many people are writing
about
that.
Well, he's got one that's coming out. I just talked to Dersh, and he had the... He said a new book coming out about Israel in 2 weeks.
But nobody will. The point that
nobody will talk to him about it. And it's not even about Trump is the point I'm making.
Right. Yeah. And the point that Bill O'Reilly is making is one that is well suited to having a discussion about because it is a direct link to how one-sided much of the news media is. And so that's the reason that Fox was born in the first place, because there were people who wanted, I mean, it got a little carried, the devotion to it got a little carried away, but then the devotion to MSNBC or CNN also got misconstrued, shall we say. Anyway, he goes on in this op-ed piece to talk about Republicans and conservatives who are abused by the mainstream media. And he, you know, specifically talks about Disney and ABC and Comcast and NBC and Warner Brothers owns CNN. And it is, it's a factor in what you don't know. It's not that it's bad business, because it's not. It's good business because they find an audience and they're selling advertising, and that's what they're trying to do. So they either create an audience or they find an audience that likes what it is that they're presenting. In the meantime, those of us who want to really know what's going on, thank heavens for News Nation that's come along. And there's a Scripps Howard has a new competing national. It's not as good as News Nation. News Nation is about as good presentations I've seen in a long time, frankly. And you hear me talking about it all the time because it's refreshing to be able to watch it. I mean, Cuomo used to be on CNN, and he used to be associated with the left. Now, whether it's because he needs a job or because this is who he really is, I don't know, and I don't care. I'm just getting stuff from them that makes me think, okay, this is really telling the story. And the message is clear here because more and more people are watching News Nation. But Riley points out how the cancel culture has gained momentum, and there is much more of this sort of, you know, there. He says, you know, you look at The View. He cites The View, which is as lopsided as you can possibly. It's so obvious. You know, who wants to listen to Joy Behar anyway, no matter what? That could be a sexist comment, and I don't care. She's a bore. B-O-A-R. And a B-O-R-E as well. And the people, they get one-sided like that. Yeah, I know Mark Levin. I like him as a person. I think his program is terrible because it's just like, and Sean, the same thing. I like him. I would consider them, we're not friends. Well, Sean and I know each other better. But, you know, you converse and you see each other here and there and have a good conversation. But there's an audience for it and they found it. Okay, good. So they can sell their stuff, but would it be better if it was, you know, not so lopsided is the point that O'Reilly is making after making the point that they are one-sided. We all know that they're one-sided. There's no mystery. There's no news there. It's just that the way he put it together, it's so blatant to have it put together this way, so obvious that there is this one-sidedness. Are we beating a dead horse by having this story or continuing to tell the story? I don't know. I don't think we're beating a dead horse. I just think it's good to point it out. Yeah? You agree, ladies?
Yeah. Absolutely, and it just furthers the point of you can't get one story from one news source. You have to see the same news story across different news sources to find what the actual story is.
Watch it everywhere.
Yeah, right. All right, ladies, we'll pause here. 48 after the hour. This is a good day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
At Skechers, we know you work hard at your job, so we want to make your work footwear easy. That's why we made the new hands-free Skechers Work Slip-Ins, the easiest, most comfortable work footwear. These shoes save so much time, you just step in and get to work. There's no bending over, no touching your dirty shoes. Plus, Work Slip-Ins are rugged and long-lasting, with all kinds of choices and features, like slip-resistant function, safety toe, electrical hazard protection, even Goodyear rubber for enhanced traction and durability. Get affordable, durable Skechers Work Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever work footwear is sold.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist.
Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth.
How grimy are they?
Ugh. It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick some up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Save all the stuff you really need and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you've always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma drinks her Chardonnay with ice. Stuff to make you big and strong. Stuff we can't name in this song. Stuff for lawns and decking halls. Save big on stuff at Amazon.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Shenanigans. Instead of car talk, we'll call this car shenanigans. Nick Miles is here from ourautoexpert.com at 53 after the hour on Good Day. Monday, Good Day brings us Nick and a focus on cars. There has been a bitter blog posting going on the last since we spoke last week. The radio industry versus some of the automakers. Well, I'm not sure if the automakers... Although it's a direct link between the automakers and this supposed consumer advocacy group. Say that again, Doug, a little faster. Consumer advocacy group that says we don't need AM radios in cars. It's a waste. And it'll cost $3 billion, which is the biggest crock in this whole argument. $3.8 billion. You put that under a microscope, and you come up with not a lot of credibility, Frank. And I know it's easy for me to make this statement because a lot of the people that carry of the 400-some-odd stations that carry my programs, most of them are AM. I'd say three-quarters of them are AM. Yeah, there's FM transmitters and FM this and that. But why should there be a difference between AM and FM? That's one of the things that really bothers me over the years. The government has failed to support AM radio, so now they're taking it on the chin because the technology hasn't been developed, Nick, to make it so that when you have a battery-powered car, there isn't interference in the AM signal. That's just laziness, bad management, whatever it is. But the National Association of Broadcasters is fighting back now. Some of the car manufacturers trying to influence policy here, and it's just for their self-interest, not for their for the people who buy their cars. So what do you do in something like that? When somebody, these big, powerful companies like General Motors and Ford and Chrysler, they decide what you're going to buy. I know a lot of people are upset because the Dodge Charger has been eliminated. Why? It's a very popular car. When do they stop making it? They just decide they don't want to make it anymore. Well, okay. Don't you do that at your own peril?
Exactly. And I think they'll have to replace it with something. I mean, Dodge have got a lot of new stuff on the block, but the original Charger platform was actually Mercedes from their time when they were part of the Dodge group from, I think, 20 years ago. So, yeah, it probably needs updating, but it doesn't need to go away. I think they still sell 80,000 of them every year. So 80,000 people are still buying their vehicles at you know, between $30,000 and $80,000. That's income. There's money there. It's the same with AM radio. If you take it away, you take away income streams for not only people who work in the industry, but people who advertise in the industry. And it's like saying, hey, tomorrow you no longer allowed to use your left leg. Well, it doesn't make any sense. It works quite fine. So why would you do it?
What a great analogy that is. I see there's a new study on electric vehicles and what consumers think about them. Is it different than what you and I have been talking about, where people are finally waking up to what happens to the electric vehicle if you keep it for 7 years? A lot of people don't keep them that long. So whoever buys it secondhand, well, I mean, at the end of the day, this is going to be a real kind of anchor in the water, right?
It's going to be a problem, and I think it's important for us to understand why people don't want electric cars and what's wrong, so we can explain it to others. And that's the thing is, electric cars just don't work. They don't work. Well, the truth is you've got to understand how many people don't want electric cars because of what reason. And until those things are corrected, I mean, safety is a major concern with electric cars, and it's not getting shocked from the battery. But if your vehicle catches fire, I mean, fire departments are having to learn how to deal with electric car fires. And in some instances, it can take 30 times the amount of water that's carried in one fire truck. So does that mean when you have an electric fire in your vehicle, you have to send 30 fire trucks to put it out? I mean, these are issues that just don't make them safe. And I don't think you would carry a fuel tank around in your truck, which was open in the rear. It's the same reason that we have to get these vehicles safer before we get them on the road for mass adoption. Otherwise, fire departments just won't be able to deal with everyday fender benders.
Well, there's that, and then there's the other, I mean, the fact that these things are being incorrectly promoted, the value of them is being overstated in terms of what they do or don't do to the environment. That's also a crock of you know what. All right, so the study is available at OurAutoExpert.com. He is my auto expert, too. Nick Miles here on Good Day.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.